Thank you, Mr. President. On behalf of the South African delegation, I would like to commend you for your sterling efforts in trying to get the conference on this armament back on track. I would also like to thank you for the professional and transparent way in which you and your staff conducted yourselves. I would also like to express our appreciation to the other members of the P6 plus 2 and the CD Secretariat. South Africa is committed to a functioning CD. It is therefore regrettable that even though we have a body that's mandated to negotiate multilateral disarmament instruments, it has not discharged its basic mandate for almost a quarter of a century. We appreciate the statement by Sudan earlier this morning. We all have to do our part to ensure an Africa that is at peace with itself. Mr. President, as members gather here in the Conference on Disarmament, we are bound by a collective commitment to advance substantive negotiations on priority questions of disarmament, especially nuclear disarmament. My delegation will continue with our efforts to seek a meaningful mandate to deliver on the promise and the expectation of the CD to deliver on its responsibility as the single multilateral negotiating forum. While the primary responsibility for undertaking the necessary steps for the elimination of nuclear weapons lies with the nuclear weapon states, all of us must play our part to achieve our common goal. It is therefore incumbent upon all states to engage without further delay in an accelerated process of negotiations leading to nuclear disarmament in all its aspects under strict and effective international control. With a meaningful mandate of a program of work in the CD is the point of departure. The adoption of a decision on the work of the conference is not a program of work. This was confirmed by the CD 2018 resolution. As we stated on so many times before, the past repetitive activities have not brought the conference closer to any agreement on a program of work. Nevertheless, it is our hope that any decision taken this year will not distract the CD from the imperative of reaching a consensus on a program of work and starting negotiations, and will also lay a foundation for the CD to make progress. We are flexible and will support the incoming president, Bulgaria, in trying to make progress. Mr. President, in conclusion, your efforts in nudging the conference in their direction is greatly appreciated. Brazil can walk tall. The Brazilian presidency did not fail. On the contrary, it's the CD members that failed to even agree on a decision with a discussion mandate. I thank you.